Ramble.
Meow. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. Today we're talking about Sonic 2. Let's go. And joining us today, we got a very special guest in the building, Mr. Jax Films. Hello, Jack.
Oh my God, thanks for having me, fellas.
Yeah.
Really excited to talk some Sonic 2.
I was not included in that.
This is Sonic 2 the Sonicking. Does it have a semicolon title? What is it?
Sonic 2 the Hedgehog.
Faster and harder. Yeah.
A children's movie.
2 Sonic 2 Hedgehog.
Sonic 2 time to get knuckled.
No, just Sonic the Hedgehog 2. No,
Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Bring in the tails.
Getting fisted.
Right? What a wasted opportunity.
Yeah,
like, come on.
This movie's got it all. It's got a little blue man. It's got Idris Elba. He plays Knuckles.
Yeah.
Look at you. Look at how much more interesting you are in cinema.
I literally was going to say, you guys, this might be the quietest I've ever been on this podcast. I know, shocking. But now.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, Knuckles is fucking hot. Am I right? Let's talk about it.
His hair is down.
Oh, fucking. Ooh, Knuckles, give it to me, hot. Red Daddy.
he might in the third.
Put that.
Okay. So, oh, boy. I don't know where to begin.
Logline.
Yeah. Oh, and it's got Jim Carrey doing his Jim Carrey thing. So, okay, you want to go logline first?
Yeah.
That was Jim Carrey? Oh my God, I thought it was Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell and the Batman. That mustache.
I don't really like. Okay, so like the plot is probably simple because it's a children's movie, but there's actually a lot of plot.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to kind of try. Dr. Robotnik is back and he's after the Master Emerald. And this time he's got Knuckles the Echidna. Can Sonic save the day? Tails is here to help.
Wow. Yeah.
Accurate.
Yeah.
That's Sonic.
Can I do a synopsis?
Please. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you love Sonic.
Yeah, I do.
I fuck with the game.
I fuck with the games heavy. If you've seen the first Sonic the Hedgehog, this is the same thing. Just with two other animals. Sick.
Can I give a log line? This is a movie that the boys made Kelsey see. She got up to get popcorn as many fucking times as she could. It's too simple. Sonic.
Fair enough.
How dare you? So we...
Wait.
You all want
Jack gets one. Jack has to get one.
You will believe that Chris Pratt is Mario.
Drinking Fair. During that was the biggest mistake I ever made.
I never got a spit take before. That was beautiful.
Oh, I was so close. I was so close to destroying our microphones.
Oh,
so let's take it back.
Okay.
Because I'm going to go ahead. Okay. Actually, no, let's take it forward.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and say, for the listeners, for the people in this room, I want you to know before we go on anything else, any other discussion, I fucking loved it. I loved this so movie, and I see some heads shaking. Garrick and I saw this film with a nearly empty crowd.
Baked out of our minds.
That
would help. Okay.
On a Monday evening,
it was us
and a couple of children.
Yeah.
And when I tell you that Garrick and I were laughing harder than any child in that audience...
Yet another bonding experience I missed out on.
Oh my God.
Oh, is this a common theme?
Oh, yeah. Often.
Nice.
Often.
Nice. Kelsey, I talk to you every single day.
Yeah. Love this. So, okay. So it is surprisingly good for what it is, I feel like. Because you come into a Sonic movie. This was a meme. This got on screen both times because of the popularity of the memes in general. So for them to just fully make a movie about how he's alone constantly two times and he needs friends and he's like kind of depressed because like everything he knows is gone. Great.
Beautiful. You're
beautifully punching above its weight for no reason at all. They could have just had him run the whole time.
Sure.
But they didn't.
And that's beautiful. Now let's take it back.
Okay, we went forward.
And now let's go all the way back. Yeah. Because before the first Sonic film came out, which actually I have not seen. This was my first foray into the Sonic verse. There were many a memes. And I know, Jack, that this touched into your orbit of life. The teeth.
We gotta talk about it.
Those goddamn teeth. So there's a conspiracy that I am fully on board on.
Yes.
That the animators knew exactly what they were doing.
Absolutely.
With that first trailer. Mm-hmm. Like, they knew that that's very much not what fucking Sonic looks like.
Yeah.
Like, they had to, because guess what? We've had 3D Sonics before in like TV shows, and I guess I assume like made to DVD movies.
GameCube.
But like,
GameCube.
Yeah. It's been Sonic
cutscenes. Sonic Adventure 2.
Yeah. Sonic 06 had a more realistic looking Sonic than.
Jack's a bit of a gamer, if you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a gamer. So, like, the fact that we got the teeth cut, or like in that trailer, we got the teethy Sonic, there's no doubt in my mind that that was done intentionally.
To cause uproar.
I
went back.
And it worked.
To look, because I'm like, there's no way it was that bad. Because I remember at the time, like, we basically the internet bullied this team.
They did.
No, we truly made them spend money.
Yeah.
Like, spend on reshoots.
Overtime.
Good. Overtime. It was like, how much was it reshoots? Do you have that as a fun fact?
That's a great question.
Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah. I remember hearing it was an astronomical number. And we're like, we don't give a fuck. If that blue thing comes on my screen, I will murder. I will murder a small family. And like, because like I remember when the trailer came out, I was at work.
$5 million.
Honestly,
not bad.
Okay,
that's not bad. But
I'm a little
like,
crushed. It wasn't 50.
But I just remember going into work. This is a professional writer's room full of professional people, and they're all head in their hands, just like, what the fuck are we gonna do, man? And I'm like, oh my god, did a script get thrown out? What happened? She's like, no. Have you seen the new Sonic trailer? They're just devastated because everybody, you know, they're all nerds or whatever. Yeah. So they know what Sonic is supposed to look like, and it's not this fast rodent.
No.
Even though he is a fast rodent, but like, you know,
no, it's so
like,
much worse.
Yeah, so much worse.
Yeah. He's actual, like, tall. He looks like
his legs are long.
Like, he's like Sonic going through awkward puberty.
Yeah. It's a bad drawing of Sonic.
It is. It's a fan drawing.
Jenny Craig.
The fan didn't quite get it.
No.
Yeah. It's like describe it's a fan. To me what you think Sonic looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a police
You've seen
sketch.
Him once.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
I remember it. I saw
someone. He was blue. And he's like, okay, all right, I got it.
Human teeth, yeah. Definitely full-grown human teeth.
Say
even
no
though
more.
He's only three.
Yeah.
Or wherever old he was supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is y'all's history with Sonic? Because I only remember it as the video game we played.
The game. I mean, that's all.
That's where it begins and ends.
No,
and
I know,
the ice cream pop that melted and looked horrifying.
Yeah.
But I. Only,
that's what he that's fucking looked like.
Thank you.
He looked like the Sonic pops.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
sorry.
All. No, that's it. That's my.
There's
that's
a
my
there's a GameCube game, and the first level is you're skateboarding down the hills of San Francisco, and it has this pop punk song, and it's like, follow me.
Oh my god.
Set
escape
me
from
free.
The city.
Miles, you should be sitting where I'm sitting.
And escape from the city.
I'll produce this episode.
That song amped me up.
Yeah.
He just started singing and I got hyped up.
I was like, yo, let's fucking go. I'm ready.
I'm
ready to do something.
Teenage hormones.
I'm sorry. You said GameCube.
Yeah.
That was Dreamcast.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Sonic Adventures 1 and
was
2.
Was it the same one?
Yeah.
Sonic
Adventure,
but
it was later
cut.
Ported.
Was GameCube,
director's cut.
So yeah. I played it on GameCube. Yeah. I didn't know I was playing a remake. Yeah.
you're
how embarrassing.
The port
for you.
But wait, that was the same game where he had those little, like, cheap. What were they?
Yeah.
What were they?
GBs or something.
Yeah.
Showboats.
You can't say it forcefully and also get it wrong.
No, be confident. But no, totally. Like the Tamagotchi.
Yeah,
thing.
And you like fed them stuff and they evolved, but they never did anything.
Nah.
I never figured it out.
Game within the game.
Yeah. But what is it? What, like, when you think of Sonic growing up, what like feelings does it evoke for you?
For me, not a lot. Because
Chows.
I was a Chows. Oh my god, we were
Chows.
Very off.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
So here's the thing. I'll get into like this might be reflected in my review.
Oh, okay.
I'm so excited for that. But I don't have any nostalgic attachment to Sonic because I was a Nintendo boy.
Uh-huh. Hell yeah,
all right. Through and through.
Fuck
so I got like
fuck Sega.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Nintendo truly. Does what Sega don't. But like, even not that I'll like, you know, happily see the Mario movie when it comes out. Because yeah. like, I, you
we'll
know,
have you back if you want.
That's yeah. fine. And that's fine. Force me to see it again. At, like, you know.
Because
I emailed Jack and I'm like, hey man, do you want to come on this app? And he's like, well, I wasn't planning on seeing the movie.
I just wanted to give you a feel of like where my mind was at. So,
wow.
But I did the homework.
That's the thing. Nobody else was planning on seeing the movie.
Sure like, we weren't all.
Then we're in good company. That's good to hear. But like, so I don't really have like, yeah, I played some of the 2D Sega Genesis Sonics, but like beyond that, I don't have this big attachment. You know, I don't even main him in Smash, you know, so like I'm not a big Sonic boy.
Oh. Yeah. Every time I come up against a Sonic in Super Smash Brothers, I want to smash my controller.
But does he represent terrifying. Like honor or fear? Like, I'm trying to get a grasp of what the
he's got to go fast, Kelsey.
He's got to go fast.
Is what you're misunderstanding.
But that's it?
Chili dogs.
Chili dog. He likes chili dogs.
If I might, that's right. Meow.
Yeah. Other thing with like that was introduced in the first one is that he talks too much. And that's like his whole thing is that he's annoying.
Awkward. He's like Dear Evan Hansen, but a
character. Okay, you know what, Miles?
He's just like Dear Evan Hansen.
Okay, Jack, motherfucker. I know you just got here. But goddamn. I didn't understand how this thing was likable.
Okay, let's get into it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thing, he's an alien.
I don't know. Is how he a dare you? Bat? Is he a chinchilla?
It's in the fucking name. He's a hedgehog.
Oh, okay, so he's not. Alien. He's a hedgehog.
He's an alien hedgehog.
So do they have alien giraffes?
I can't answer that.
I got questions.
Stay tuned for the third one.
Yeah, I would like to know.
Animatronic hedgehog.
So he's just a fucked up hedgehog. Yeah. All right. And so he's animatronic spiky.
Tails, foxes as well.
Yeah, right. There's a fox.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the one part that I did laugh at?
Go.
I know you're going to go down this whole thing.
The one part?
The one part I laughed at was when, now that I know it's Idris Elba, it's a completely different conversation. When he goes, you think you're going to send your bots to kill me, to take me down? He goes, oh, they are stairs.
It's stairs. Oh, it's stairs.
Yeah, the
that was cute.
That was the
Dr. Robotnik sends, an army of drones.
Yes.
And he sends drones, and you think that they're about to fight. He just makes stairs for him to walk up. I assume that almost no one listening has watched the movie yet.
No.
And we're here for you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we got it. We got your spoilers.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah, this is one where I have a lot of attachment to the lore.
Oh.
And as a Sonic historian, I'd sort of like to just briefly.
Oh, you're in.
Miles, why are you not here?
Because I didn't see the movie.
Oh.
But I want to say that, so I read all the Sonic comics, and there are dozens, hundreds of characters that you're not even seeing here. And I think that Sonic 3, 4, 5, hell, 6 may give you Shadow the Hedgehog. Sonic's sort of alter ego that has a gun.
Sexy. What?
He has Sonic,
Shadow the Hedgehog has two pistols.
Two fucking pistols.
That he's firing out loud. And the comics are about Sonic not only fighting crime, but his dating life with Amy Rose.
What?
Pink Hedgehog.
Yep.
And owner of a big hammer.
What you're saying is child, there's more to go. The limit does not exist. We've got a whole...
Do you want spoilers on this?
Yeah.
You do?
Okay. Are you going to see
Shadow's fully in the end of the movie.
Okay, that's great.
Wait,
he's the credits tease.
Honestly, I haven't seen it, and I know that because I know Sonic.
I didn't stay for the credits.
Like, where else do you go? After Knuckles, you need Shadow.
I gotta look it up now.
I would say Amy Rose could be, you know, that's a good post-credits scene for me.
All right. Here's my whole thing with Sonic. As you're saying, there are thousands of characters. Fuck all of them. I just need this lead four and then just end it. At the third one, don't do anything else. I know you want to,
but hey,
Sega, don't you fucking do it. Move on to something else. Go to Virtua Fighter
they
or whatever
have
the
nothing
fuck.
Else.
They just don't do more than three. Just do the third one, do the Shadow stuff, do the fucking Chaos Emeralds, all that stuff, and just leave us be.
I can't believe that you said that's the one scene you laughed at.
Right.
I'm just going to, before we even talk scene specific, broad strokes, Ben Schwartz as Sonic.
He's so hot.
Sonic?
Ben Schwartz.
Ben Schwartz is so
hot? He's funny. He looks like Jared, but even lankier.
You think he, I mean, I like Ben Schwartz.
We don't have to get into it.
Okay, this is a weird fun fact about me. There's something about him where he, Ben Schwartz is like friends with all of the directors that I love.
Oh, so you want to be friends with him?
No, I actually resent him.
Oh!
And it's a weird fun fact about me where I adore him on Parks and Rec. I love actually everything he's in, but I'm like, something in me, I'm like, man, fuck this guy.
Oh.
Why is he friends with Edgar Wright? Why is he friends with Lord and Miller?
Yeah. Edgar and this Wright is a tweeted at me.
Dirty.
He follows well, fuck me you on too. Twitter. I don't know why.
Well, fuck you too.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is a dirty secret about me, but now I'm going to go ahead and say that I was wrong, because he is so delightful.
He's a delight.
As Sonic. He's so fucking funny. And you know what? Everyone should be friends with him.
He's very good at that.
Wait, Edgar Wright follows you on Twitter?
I have no idea why.
He does. He probably tweeted something he liked and he was like, I'm going to follow her.
Deeply upsetting to me.
It's because I'm on a hit TV and film podcast show called Guilty Pleasures.
Boom.
Anyway, sorry. I'm going to be pretty quiet this episode.
Ben Schwartz. You say that, but I don't believe it.
I'm gonna do my very best. Jax, believe it or not, I am the most loquacious on this podcast. I have a lot to say always about anything every time. Truly have nothing much to say about this.
But I think you do, though, because it sounds like you and I are the two members of this party that maybe didn't care for this movie
as
much.
Oh, so you didn't?
No. No.
A friend!
No, I fucking hated it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry. It's fine.
And I came in here nervous because I'm going to sound like the old grump.
No.
And like everyone in the comments or whatever is going to be like, man, fuck this Jack
guy. No, they
won't.
All he does is just, you know, poo-poo on children's movies. And that's not true. Children's movies can be quite good.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
This was
not it.
Not it.
Not for me.
Not for me.
Yeah.
So what filled you with rage?
For me, it was. For fucking me.
I think it was just, there was just so much embarrassment of the children in the theater. So we saw it at 9 p.m. on a Saturday.
And it was just kids.
And it's just like, yeah, of course it's just kids. And because of course, it's a
kids
movie.
Kids were up at 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went at 10:30 and kids were up.
See, that's too late.
There were babies, Jack. Babies.
We had a baby in ours too.
Where are all these babies up at 10:34?
Not a good idea.
Fucking Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh. What else?
No.
Okay. I wrote in my notes, if you want to experience joy again, watch a movie with a theater of children.
Yeah.
These kids,
they
were
fucking
losing
talking.
Their minds.
And Garrick and I were right with her.
Yeah.
They were, let me tell you, the end credits reveal, this little kid behind just goes, yo, they got Shadow.
I wonder if it was the same fucking baby that was going, why did that happen? What happened to Sonic? Where did he go? Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, no. Shut the fuck up!
I will say every scene where Sonic or any other...
Get the fuck
up! Did she just bite you?
Yeah, she tried to. I'm sorry.
I can bite you.
Any scene where Sonic wasn't in it, or Knuckles or Tails or Jim Carrey, I was...
Not off.
You're out.
I was done. I was like, this is not what I came here for. I came here to watch him be Speedy and fight things.
Rings.
I didn't know that rings could teleport you. Apparently, that's cool.
Did Natasha Rothwell, who was the only other pleasure of mine?
Yeah, Natasha Rothwell was great.
So, Natasha Rothwell, who you may know from Insecure, you may know from
her episode of characters on Netflix.
Her episode of characters and from the show that we all loved.
White Lotus.
And from White Lotus. Thank you.
That's what it was.
Yeah. So she, in the first movie, Sonic like has ruined her life.
Yeah.
And so this, James Marsden, who's Sonic's BFF, they go to Hawaii for her wedding. And
his
she's
dad.
Like, do not. Yeah, his dad.
Spoiler.
And goes, sorry. Do not fucking ruin my wedding. Uh-huh. Like just whispers to him. And Sonic teleports in an entire avalanche, yes. destroys her wedding. It's very funny. And then this, I thought it was awesome. And then this movie takes This movie takes a full 12 and a half minutes to go away from Sonic's plot and becomes a Natasha Rothwell
the best part
highlight.
Yeah.
And it just
she's
Sonic's
so
not in the movie
real
for almost 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And she
I forgot it was a Sonic movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have I stayed
it's
for
a
that
completely
part.
Different movie.
She finds out that her husband to be is secretly undercover in the FBI.
Uh-huh.
All his friends are in the FBI. Uh-huh. The priest is in the FBI. Yep. Every single person there, her entire love has been a setup, and she goes nuts.
They're in, which was a fun joke, the Global United Nations or something like that. And they're like gun? And he's like, yeah, it is gun, actually.
Yeah.
So, which was a fun joke.
And you have her going like hell hath no fury, like a woman scorned.
Yeah.
She is tearing shit up, and she is putting on a comedy clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so much funnier than this movie needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it has no place
because
in
they,
it.
I feel like they realize what they had, like, what kind of comedic talent they had with her, and they're like, oh, we need to use this woman more.
Like,
we had,
like,
maybe,
go.
Maybe when they had her in the original, they was like, oh, it's Natasha Rothwell, and then they watched Insecure in the interim, and they're like, oh, we need to use Natasha Rothwell.
But, start, I mean, like, that was the joy amongst most frowning. You know,
which
it was,
we really need to get into.
I mean, like you said, the start was just like the children, which just.
So you don't like children,
no,
is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. You've known this about me for a very long time.
So you guys are in an environment.
Children don't like me.
Oh.
So it works out. Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Well, chicken or egg?
It's probably because you keep talking shit about them behind their back.
Fuck them kids. I know who they are.
Okay. Jim Carrey. Stars as Dr. Robotnik. And he, in this he's bald. He's got the stash.
We don't need to even get into it, big dog.
Get into it.
We don't even need to. Jim Carrey is on 25 in this movie. And I cannot begin to explain what a comedic talent Jim Carrey is. And he's putting on a clinic every fucking time he gets on screen. Zach was right next to me every fucking time he was on screen. Every time he opened his mouth, I was dying. I was just fully laughing at it.
And it's a movie and a role.
I'm agreeing with you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
You watched Ace Ventura. You know I love Jim Carrey.
Okay, I love him too. And,
and that to me is a sell that is worth it. Is like this movie gives full excuse for Jim Carrey to go.
Yeah.
Full character.
And I haven't seen him in the like this in a while.
Yeah.
I will say he was funnier in the first one.
Au contraire, mon frère.
Oh, you wait, you have,
I didn't see the first
one. Oh, you haven't seen the first one. I was like, you haven't seen the first one.
I just wanted to quote him.
Yeah. Got you.
Oh.
And he's just so funny. There I'm trying to think of scenes, but
it was refreshing to see him be Jim Carrey.
I think the one time I laughed out loud was a Jim Carrey line where he was about to get the emerald. And then Knuckles was like, hey, I thought we were partners. And the way he laughed, he had like a really funny, like like a two or a three take laugh, kind of like a, I won't even.
Do it. Do it.
No,
come on,
it's so,
Jack.
It's cringe if it comes from me.
Oh, okay.
And I'll spare you all the cringe.
Internet.
But yeah, the internet. Yeah. You can't have that.
No.
But that was, in fact, I laughed so hard, I guess, at that scene that my wife angrily turned to me. Didn't say a word, just stared at me. Because she wanted us to be like, you know, both of us in solidarity of like our hatred of the movie. And that was the one time it broke
you
me.
You broke it?
Yeah.
It was Jim fucking Carrey. I didn't know you brought your lovely wife on a date.
Oh, no, it gets worse. No. It wasn't just me and my wife. It was a double date with two of our other friends who actually did want to see it. So here's what we did.
They did it to themselves.
We pregame pretty hard at Margaritaville. Oh,
but guys, it wasn't enough drinks.
Oh my god! Damn. You get fucking tossed at Margaritaville. Yeah.
But there were Cadillac margaritas, by the way. Yeah. Three of them. All right, I didn't fuck around.
Turns out
I should have gotten five.
Yeah, but that's okay. He was more tossed than y'all.
Yeah.
And did your friends who wanted to go see it, were they happy?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Of course they were.
They were fulfilled.
Yeah. Like, why am I surprised? Like, yeah, of course they were happy. Okay. Yeah. They got what they wanted.
I think the movie takes a while to get started. Mm-hmm. I think it took like 15 minutes too long.
It was a long movie.
Where I was just like, oh, like I forgot that the movie was getting good. Like, if does that make sense? Where I'm like, oh, it's good. Okay, fuck. Okay, and I'm enjoying myself. And I feel like if you check out during that time, you're not gonna enjoy the rest of the movie.
Meanwhile, 6 minutes in, I went, oh, I think I fuck with this.
I was fully like, damn, this one is not going to be as good as the first one.
Well, they did do a good job of having a movie where you didn't need to see the first one, because I didn't and no one else did.
Barely. We had it on while getting ready for, Jimmy Buffett's Margarita.
Oh, wait,
you pregamed with the first movie before your pregame?
A little late.
Oh, God. So angry. It makes sense.
Yeah.
You gotta understand the lore.
Yeah.
I want to ask.
Movie. They had to make it simple.
In addition to the memes about Sonic's appearance, there's a lot of memes of like
just in general
Sonic
and
like make, I've seen him making out with Mario on his channel.
Oh, of course, that's a all-time greatest meme. It's so good. It's just this beautiful gif of like Sonic undressing Mario. It's weirdly graphic, but it's so funny.
And I'm looking that up.
Yeah, please.
All right,
please.
Now I will.
Enlighten yourself. It's just it's great.
One big con that I do have with this film. Yeah. So Sonic and Knuckles, they have wonderful erotic tension the whole film.
Yeah.
It's just...
I was going to say Sonic and Tails.
Also. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Tails was either a girl or non-binary until...
Voiced by a woman, but a boy.
Was it the same Simpsons lady?
No, it's the same actress that has voiced him this entire time.
Okay. Let Tails be non-binary.
Yeah, because fully I was waiting for it. I did go get popcorn 6 or 7 times, but... Those times that I was there, I was really paying attention. Like, are they going to give them a pronoun? Are they giving them a pronoun? And it's not until the wedding in Hawaii that Sonic finally says, and he came all this way to meet his hero. And I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm out. They fucking did it. It was a bunch of dudes. Fuck it.
I did genuinely go, what?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Kissing.
Knuckles is hot as fuck, okay? Idris Elba is very funny.
Yeah.
And his deep ass... I loved Knuckles as a kid.
Is great.
I can't explain to you. Like, I think Knuckles is such a cool character. And I didn't realize that I had Sonic nostalgia, but apparently I fucking do. I think he's awesome. And I never realized how big he is.
Yeah.
And in this, he's got these big old fists.
The fists are ginormous.
Are you looking at Mario and Sonic?
Is that not art?
It's so much more graphic than
that. I think it's the frame by frame animation because it's animated like a flip book.
You gotta go fast.
Like color pencils.
Yeah. Wow. There's heart. There's passion.
Someone is jerking off to that.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Anyway, sorry. Go back to Knuckles being.
Well,
hot.
I know this is a good segue from that gif because this film has the perfect opportunity for mouth to mouth. And they don't do it.
Yeah.
Sonic, Knuckles is drowning. Yeah. Sonic saves him. Then Sonic is drowning. Knuckles saves him. And they cut away before you see him resuscitate him with mouth to mouth. And I thought that was fucked up.
And they're on the beach and they're looking out on the water.
It's hot.
It's just like moonlight.
Director's cut. Mark my words.
Yeah.
Who directed this?
Jeff Fowler. I looked him up. He directed the first one. And he has an Oscar for a short film, animated short film.
Wow. Yeah. That's a big jump from animated short film to
the Sonic. Absolutely.
It is.
Yeah, it's dope. Moment that fully made me laugh out loud. They are in like ice, I don't know, some cold place.
Well,
Siberia.
They're in Siberia.
they go into this cabin. And there's a lot of funny stuff in this cabin where it's like, ooh, sorry. It's spooky. Someone chops the head off of a fish. The fish head flops onto the floor at them and just goes, run.
The Siberia scene is where I take umbrage with the film.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Okay, guys, yeah. I just need the audience to know that you have this big hunk and they're like, oh, he's going to beat the shit out of him. And he rips his shirt off and puts his hands out like Dominic Toretto.
He has a fucking tattoo doing the same thing. Oh, I missed the tattoo. Okay, shit, that's
that
funny.
That tattoo was funny.
Fuck.
It's... That was
look
funny.
At the glee. That is
I forgot
an A plus joke. It is.
I'm sorry.
This might be the most we've ever gotten Garrick to laugh. It's so good.
Like, imagine your arms are out. You're like, you walk out
like,
here.
Like, what up, bro? What up?
Like, and Jesus.
He pulls his shirt off and he has a tattoo of him doing the same thing.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
No, I'm mad I missed that. Fuck. Oh, do you see it again?
See? You went to the bathroom too?
You should go back.
No, I didn't. I sat my ass the entire 8 hours or however long the movie was.
Too long.
But here, okay. Here's where I take umbrage.
Do
all right?
it.
The first Sonic movie, the, like one of the few scenes I did see.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know, when I wasn't pulling back, you know, White Closet shit. The bar scene in the first movie was fun because it was a whole like slow motion, fast motion like thing, right? Yeah. The running thing.
Yeah.
Because anytime a movie does that, it's usually the best scene in the movie.
Yeah.
Take like X-Men Days of Future Past uh-huh. and Apocalypse and all that. And so the Sonic thing is great. You know, he's defying gravity, he's doing all these things. And then, of course, the payoff when the time jumps back to present time and you see it all happen. Great. For some reason, they decided to do another bar. I just thought it was, first off, it was weird enough that they're doing another bar scene in the sequel. Okay, fine. And so they're in the bar to like what? Get some document, right? Some paper, some map, something.
Yeah, honestly, some even as someone who loved the movie, who gives a shit? Yeah.
my point is they need to get this object.
They got to get the thing.
They got to get the thing. Why the fuck did they not?
Yep. Say
or
it,
Sonic
Jack.
Do the run thing again. Why didn't he use his fast powers again to just get the thing and then they're out before anyone knows they were there?
It,
instead, it just turns into this dance battle.
The reason why they were there is because they were looking for somewhere to pass the storm. So they had to stay there for a while.
He's
so
fast
that
as fuck outrun the storm.
This movie, I couldn't run
the storm with Teo.
This movie hilariously decides when and when not to allow Sonic to have superpowers.
Yes, and that was like a little unfair. There's a couple times where
very
I'm like,
lazy. Run. Where like, there's a scene where Knuckles is chasing them and they're driving in a car, and I'm like, bro,
Dumb.
I know for a fact that I just watched Sonic run 800 miles an hour. Yeah.
But Tails can't run as fast as him.
He can grab
Knuckles
Tails.
Isn't chasing Tails.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Okay, well.
Yeah,
well,
sometimes.
If they defined the boundaries, and like, you're right, they did say something of like, can we take shelter?
Yeah.
Fine. All right, fine. Damn it.
No,
it did lead to one of the most fun scenes in the fucking movie.
Instead of having a fight, they have a Siberian traditional dance battle, but not just any dance battle, like Siberian polka.
Yeah.
And when I tell you that Garrick and I drowned out these children,
man.
We were howling.
And you know what reminds me exactly of Siberian polka is Bruno Mars music.
Hell yeah.
Because if I have to hear that fucking song in another goddamn movie, what purpose did Bruno Mars solve for us?
To fucking make hits. I don't know what to tell you. Bruno Mars is a hit maker.
Yeah, but we get it. He's dancing. He dances. We dance to him. Move on. Too long. Get in and get out.
We took so many notes. Oh my God.
Wait, you took notes in the movie theater?
Yeah, my wife did. And then she texted it to me before the show. So I want to make sure I'm like getting her anger, like, you know, personified.
Yeah, I was like, at first there were phones around me and I was going to yell at these people. Then I realized it was the parents literally like playing Flappy Bird or whatever the fuck on their phone. And you know what? I was like, you know what? I'm going to let you, Pat. I'm going to let this one slide because
if I was there,
in hell too.
I would have been like, respect cinema.
Absolutely.
There were six phones glowing at all times while watching this
a
movie.
Sign of a great movie.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I don't feel that bad to take out my phone and make
it. No, I would love to hear some of these notes. Erin is the funny one. So
she is. Thank you very much. One of her notes is like, was this movie written in 2014? Because I think some of the one-liners were very dated.
Yeah.
Like, they made a Magic Mike reference, and she even wrote, like, wasn't Magic Mike in fucking 2011? Something like that. So there's a lot of similar notes like that.
They also made a reference to the feud between The Rock and Vin Diesel, and that got my nips hard.
I texted you guys. I took my phone out. Did you notice? I took my phone out in the middle of the movie to text you guys that joke.
I was actually mad that you spoiled it for me.
This was before.
No, this was during
the movie.
It was
in the trailer.
I didn't watch the trailer.
Oh, it was? Yeah.
I respect cinema. I don't watch trailers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ooh. What else?
Okay, sorry. Go on.
No, I respect that. What else? She simply wrote, I think this is in regards to the opening scene with Sonic on the street, the vigilante scene.
Ah.
This feels like Home Alone 4. Oh, ouch. Oh, no. I'm sorry. No, maybe that's when Sonic is home alone with the dog. Something like that.
Yeah.
That's probably it.
Yeah, that's probably it.
She uses this phrase a few times, but she wrote down, "Don't look in my closet if I die." Hee hee ha ha. She wrote, if she doesn't like a certain joke, she follows up with hee hee ha ha. Wow. I fucking love this. Yeah.
That moment is crazy. So Sonic, he calls out, "If I die, don't look in my closet."
Many times.
Does infer that Sonic has a porn stash?
I thought it was bodies.
He's a child. He's looking at Amy Rose or whatever the fuck her name is.
I thought it was bodies. Don't look in my closet.
Do you know how fast Sonic would be jerking off?
Well, he has to. Doesn't work any other way.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He can only get hard at speed.
Air pressure. It's like being in an airplane.
This movie had a lot of jokes, too, where like I would honestly be a little mad if if I were a parent, they were making dirty jokes that weren't dirty. They had the first scene. He goes, "I want to get off this shit-talky planet." So I'm like, you can't say that.
Yeah.
And then a minute later, he says, "Holy sherbert," which is like, holy shit.
I think it's teaching kids another way to cuss.
Yeah.
Which right? is. They're trying.
We've all known.
It's a gateway.
Yeah.
How old were you when you cussed in front of your parents?
I cursed a lot as a kid.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. Shoot. Sherbert.
Wow.
I curse a lot now.
When was the first time you cussed in front of your parents?
Never.
Really?
No. So. Probably like on my 18th birthday.
Wow. The respect.
Were you a good boy?
I actually was. I was a very like rule-abiding son.
Law-abiding citizen.
Very much so. Like I respected way too many like rules, laws. I was always teacher's pet. I was an annoying fucking kid.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for like the clarity on the self-awareness.
Yeah, just so you know where I'm coming from.
Yeah. What about you? When did you cuss? I feel like you probably still don't cuss in front of your mom.
I fully do not. Yeah. Absolutely.
You never
not.
Sent me a picture of your mom.
I
he
never
won't
did.
Send me a picture of his mom.
Why do you want a picture of my mom?
Because I want to make something.
What
with it.
Do you want to make?
Wait, come on. That's so ominous. Yeah. I want to make something.
I
want to
make
it.
Something.
It's
with
not
it.
Disrespectful. It's funny, and I think it would be good merch.
Good merch. I don't want my mom on merch.
That's terrible. Well, he wouldn't let us have you shirtless as our merch either. So what the fuck do we have?
Yeah, I don't want it to be my mom.
Is my mom involved?
No, it's just Garrick's mom.
Huh.
Anyway.
I don't know that I'm comfortable either.
Okay.
Without my mom being involved.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, you want your mom involved. Okay, you can send me a picture of your mom. Or my porn stash.
The husband in this movie had the most closely shorn goatee.
Who?
The husband to be who was secretly.
I'm sorry.
What's his name?
The husband in this movie? You mean Shamar Moore?
I don't know his name.
Oh, like the most attractive.
Yeah,
man
he's
has
fuck.
Ever fucking existed.
He's been in a ton, but God. I can't place it.
This man's face and body. I'm smiling so hard in my face.
Oh, God.
This is the only person that I thought could I outsmiled when I heard Idris Elba was actually Knuckles.
Shamar Moore
put some respect on the name that I did not.
Yeah, Shamar Moore is, and I guess he's black famous because this is.
No, he's white famous.
He's white
famous.
Right. He is the go-to
good looking
guy in like. Movies in
plays
general.
The or like,
yeah.
Okay.
I was like, oh, that guy. I never watched Criminal Minds.
He's a looker.
Does he always have that goatee that barely touching the edges of his mouth? I've never seen a goatee that tight.
You men are so sensitive about that little space between your goatee and your beard. You don't have that problem. Look at that connection.
No, but I think about it every day, though.
Wow, okay.
Every waking hour.
Miles, you got that problem? No.
Yeah, anyway, Shamar Moore is a classic actor, and it's insane that you didn't understand. You didn't know his name.
The husband.
The husband guy.
I am embarrassed. Yeah.
No,
and I will
you
own
never
that.
Know a fucking name. The amount of times you have to go, and.
I'm pretty good.
Our actor here, friend. What about
the Four Seasons at Oahu?
Wow.
Because that's where so I want to go. The Four Seasons at Oahu. Did anyone else like feel like
Oreos?
Taking a trip? Yeah, thank you. She wrote
Oreos
that down too. Yes,
and,
the product placement.
And the Ford Explorer.
It was
whatever
egregious.
It was
egregious.
The product placement. You guys were too high.
I thought it was well integrated.
You guys I wasn't even thinking
about Four Seasons. I wanted an Oreo.
I wanted an Oreo so bad.
And I wanted
I saw
that
product placement.
Oh, you are a marketer's dream.
Yeah. Sonic does a ring and reaches into a grocery store and pulls some Oreos. And I'm
They're gorgeous.
That sounds so fucking
good.
Why don't they have
Oreos at movie theaters?
Dude.
Yeah. What a tease.
You are so right.
Make the little mini Oreos, like, poppables.
Ice cream in general would be nice as well.
They have ice cream cookie sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. I love Oreos, man.
Yep. Right, this is unrelated, but this is really fucked up. You guys ever been to iPick, like an iPick?
Yeah, okay. The best ones.
So, yeah. So we went to the iPick Pasadena. That's like our little go-to. Not for Sonic, by the way. Unrelated. Maybe we saw like Death on the Nile. I don't know. And they, so we go to the theater and they play coming attractions for like, you know, Coca-Cola and sodas and stuff. And we realized this theater doesn't have like concessions because it's an iPick. iPicks have like, you know, they have a full menu.
Oh, they have dinner.
And they have drinks. But if you want M&Ms and a Coke, you're shit out of luck.
No kidding.
Isn't that amazing? Wow. Yeah, yeah. So that, anywho, it's so unrelated.
So rich just that you just can't even
shut
get
up.
Cokes in M&Ms. What's the problem?
Yes.
Wow. But I got my filet mignon.
No, I have a fucking
what that is.
That was such a good shut up.
We'd have a fucking movie theater in our mansion.
Yes.
If we could, we would go to
I think of the OG, like the YouTuber extraordinaires. Right. Now, can I hit you with a dish pledge?
Oh yeah.
And my guy, you have to agree with me on this. Was this not the most fucking predictable movie of all time?
Oh my goodness.
Where the bad guy is going to turn out to be his friend, and then they're going to have to team up together.
All right. Well, I don't even have an issue with the predictability because it is a children's movie at the end of the day.
But like, it's, give us something
so
that's
it's
not
a,
expected.
It's a movie.
I don't like the way you grabbed your mic and turned out so like you were ready to argue.
So listen here.
Your dimples are so deep.
I'm so sorry for that. That you have to look into the abyss every time.
I know. It's like I can see my future. I can see it.
It's like one of Sonic's rings.
Yeah. It's just going into space
into your
or a butthole. Anyway, so everybody knows that Knuckles is a friend of Sonic's. So I feel like if they were gonna go the route of like, let's make it unpredictable, you'd be like, I know where this is gonna go before even seeing the movie. Mm-hmm. I know that Knuckles is good. I know
friends.
That he's a playable character. Yeah. So don't fuck with me. I know it's gonna happen.
I'm an adult man. I know where this is going.
I know where these
so
fucking cute ass little animals are
and
going.
And what about Tails? Is Tails a character?
Tails is a character too.
And are they friends?
They're
friends. All buddies.
It's all three of them are friends.
So did you see my point where I told you I leaned over with about 35 minutes left and I said, we could go now if you want. And he said, oh no, it's okay. And I said, are you sure? Because I can tell you what's going to happen.
Okay, here's an important question. What did Jared like more? Sonic 2
or
Morbius?
Let me text him
and
ask.
Oh my god, you saw Morbius?
Yeah, we saw Morbius.
I fucking love
it. Shut up,
really?
Look at Jack. Look at how disappointed he is with this fucking partner.
The company you keep.
Fascinating.
Oh god.
I did not see it.
Okay,
so curious.
Listen to our episode. I guarantee you
guys. That's the best hook ever.
Babe, we have a very important question.
Okay.
Did you like Morbius or Sonic 2 better?
Honestly, I actually might have to go with Sonic 2.
Yes! Let's go.
Okay. No. We'll talk about this when I get home.
My face hurts from smiling. Oh my god.
That was my Perfect. Super Bowl.
fuck. I couldn't get him to leave. That is true.
I really wanted him to say Morbius also, just so I could see Morbius.
Yeah. By the way, that's better all. Than Morbius, low bar. Yeah.
Very low bar.
Just not an accomplishment.
A literal children's movie.
Yeah. I mean, what were the lessons that we think kids walked away with from this? Friendship. Yeah.
And go fast.
Go fast. Be yourself.
You can kill scientists if they're evil.
Yeah.
He fucking died, right?
Yeah.
Spoilers. He,
died, right?
No, Robotnik's coming back, baby.
Well, you don't see his body.
He's done.
What are you talking about?
When he falls with the big robot, you don't see his body die, technically.
That's true. No, what's the comic book rule? No body, no death.
He's coming back. He obviously coming back. I hope they make him like big and plump than the next one. I want him to be fat Robotnik. Yeah.
Wait, but you said he's retiring?
Jim Carrey kind of like threatened retirement a few days ago in an interview, no?
Why? Yeah,
he said he had enough and he was like, I'm done. I feel like I've done enough
he's
and I feel like
stoic,
I have enough.
Yeah.
He's
by the
like
way, a he has
done enough. He's done enough for us. He
and
can,
I was and I hope he has enough.
Go.
Yeah, I'm stunned that he is in this, right? Because it's like him going back into the well of what he used to do, but he's doing it and he's like, oh, remember, I'm the no best. One can touch me.
Yeah. Nobody.
He probably just no did it fucking as a reminder. Nobody.
It is such a reminder. Yeah. And I can't believe that shtick, not to reduce it to a shtick, but that the Jim Carrey thing works so well today. And it fucking does. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, no one. There's not a single living actor who I think can do what Jim Carrey does.
The energy. I just can't fathom how he does it sober.
Yeah. Oh, it must
and
be
he
exhausting.
He is, right now. He is sober. He's sober now. Yeah. I don't know what Celsius. He's
probably
drinking
Celsius.
The energy drink?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the Addison Rae Alani news. You ever had an Addison Rae Alani news?
She keeps trying to heard of
an You keep Addison on trying to. You're talking about product placement. You've been product placing this fucking Addison Rae thing.
I'm telling you, if you want to know what meth feels like.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
But the flow state of Adderall.
Oh,
baby,
I'm listening.
You want to get the 200 milligram caffeine
that
TikTok starred Addison Rae's Alani New.
At what point do I need to cut her off for legal reasons? To protect us.
Disclaimers in the episode.
I did say it's like meth. I don't think they're going to.
The FDA has not cleared this.
Yeah. Anyway, Sonic might have been on it.
Yeah, I believe it.
It was an Addison day for him.
One other thing that I fucked with really hard in the end of the movie, they go into a literal temple maze. It's a level of Sonic in the plot. I was excited.
Oh, yeah. I kind of missed that.
That was the That's only fair. Thing I recognized. What did you leave? That was like a huge part.
His
like,
soul
oh,
left his body.
I think the robot at the end was actually kind of dope.
That was
and I'm
awesome.
Pissed that I saw that in a trailer. I really envy you for having the fortitude to not look at movie trailers.
I actually do all the time. I just didn't think I was interested.
Because if I had seen that robot like for the first time, I would have been like, oh, okay, I would have fucked with that.
Yeah.
Really?
It was there was a lot of nostalgic moments.
Yes.
The teeth were great. The Wachowski's phone was playing the Green Hills theme.
Sure.
His ringtone, and I was like, oh, he's doing the music.
Sonic went Super Saiyan?
Sonic at the end.
Was Wait, what's Super amazing. Sonic?
He's so happy.
What do you mean?
You said Sonic went Super I was like, fuck yeah, Golden Sonic.
Oh, when he went Golden. But then he got a chili dog and went back to Blue.
Yeah, because he was just like, I don't want to be a God person anymore. I want to have friendship. I feel like we need to talk the Super Sonic scene. So I think that Super Sonic was a bit derivative of Dragon Ball Z in Super Saiyans.
Yeah.
But the Dragon Ball Z movie live action was ass. So this is the best iteration of a live action Super Saiyan that we have seen on screen.
This is the one to beat.
This is the one to beat. Yeah. He set the standard even though it was a derivative from something else.
I'm so
you don't
dry.
Understand. how badly my soul
wants. You don't understand
wants.
How often I hear that in my head when I talk about I'm stuff. Sorry. It's just like, I know
appreciate
what's
it. I appreciate what's it. Happening. Hold on, big fat time out to shout out my boy Eric Bernard for introducing to me to the comic book Sex Criminals.
Oh, hell
never
yeah.
Never thought in my life I would ever read a fucking comic book.
Fucking comic,
and
dude.
I am like this. And Jared's like, what are you reading? You're just in that book so deep. It's and I'm incredible. Like, it's a Sex Criminals comic. Go out and get it.
It's fucking fantastic.
Time back in.
Yeah. And it's just finished.
And let
it's
Garrick adapt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, please. Oh my God.
Oh, you know,
please.
It was supposed to be a TV show in 2015 and I never made it. At Universal.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Oh, just how badly my soul wants a good Dragon Ball Z trilogy.
It has to happen within our lifetimes, though.
Right?
Come because on, we're overdue.
I want a Lord of the Rings style epic.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
End of the first movie. Okay, they're searching the planet for the Dragon Balls. Goku dies at the end of the first movie. And now they're like, yo, we got to get the Dragon Balls to bring him back to life. But end of the first movie, post credits, he wakes up in heaven. Second movie, he's fucking training. Third movie, they bring him back. Let's fucking go. Yeah,
you put some thought into this trilogy.
Yeah, right?
Too much.
I love that.
I think it's more realistic they do a Dragon Ball thing for kids.
Or like for a series. We should get off this topic.
Yeah.
We're alienating people.
But isn't it funny how we were supposed to be talking about Sonic 2?
Yeah.
And here we are.
But we were talking about that supersonic scene, which was as soon as I saw the emeralds come down, my fist slowly went up.
You knew.
Like, fuck
you
yes.
knew.
Fuck yes.
Can attest.
Do it. Wait, so in the game, do you have to collect all the emeralds to be supersonic or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it unlocks like a new, like a bonus stage, right?
Right.
And like the true ending of the game, right?
Oh.
Like it's a whole fucking level that you could never see, like, unless you do this optional side
Jared
quest.
Told me that there used to be magazines that would come to your house with cheat codes that you could get in a magazine. Sure.
Or like how to beat a level. Do you know, when you just had to wander through a Zelda game and figure it out on your own without being able to Google, like, where's the next fucking temple?
Yeah.
Like, that shit was crazy.
Dude, Walkers. Imagine Elden Ring with no internet.
Oh insane. God. Could never.
Is that new thing?
Yeah. It's that new thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Elden Ring?
Elden Ring.
Let me ask.
It's so good.
Oh FaceTime.
It's so good. It's so infuriating. But
I beat it.
So
you did?
130.
This is slowly becoming
30 hours.
You are holding that in, Miles.
Well, it's my brag. I beat it like 2 weeks ago.
It's
oh my God.
Like, yeah,
when
I
people
really
get off that high horse.
Is that why productivity has been way down?
Yeah. I didn't mainline that game.
Yeah.
This is a small note, but I thought that James Marsden did a really good job with eye contact.
I did think about the hugs were really believable.
You thought he looked at the tennis ball really well?
Yeah, I really
did. The tennis ball on a stick?
I was watching for it. I was waiting for them to fuck up, and he did it.
No. And
this is the second one in. This is the second one in.
The hugs, because the body is way smaller than the head.
I feel like...
And they figured it out.
I feel like with that, they went around and edited
his body
into
his arms. Yeah.
Yeah.
That made more sense. How about that golden retriever actor?
I got a good Aaron note. Dog with sunglasses. Hee hee ha.
She fucking hated it. Fuck.
Is it time for fun facts, Miles?
Yes. Fun facts with Zach's back.
Ben Schwartz, before this, most famous for playing Jean Ralphio in Parks and Rec. And so he has a direct Jean Ralphio reference when he goes, he is the worst. And he actually tried to sneak in a second Parks and Rec reference, but the director was like, nah, bro, one Jean Ralphio bit is enough. There was a scene where Sonic was trying to sneak around something terrible, and he tried to put in the don't be suspicious.
Oh, that would have been good.
But people would think that's a TikTok reference. Yeah. Like, they wouldn't even know the original at the time.
I think the don't be suspicious would have worked better than the worst.
I actually, to be honest, because it was in the first scene, too, I was like, all right, fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked it. I went, hee hee ha ha.
Now's the time we need to decide, is this movie a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, or just plain guilty? This is your final chance to tell people why they should or should not watch this film. Yeah. Guys, this movie is a capital pleasure. I can't believe I texted my friends right after this and goes, guys, Sonic fucks. I am here to say I didn't believe that I would love this film, and I come out of it saying, Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah. Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That will be taken out of context. Oh, no.
I wrote
Thank
that.
God.
I not only did I think of that joke, I wrote it on my phone during the movie.
You're proud of that.
So you sat on it for a couple days.
Wow. I looked at my phone and went, oh, don't finish the podcast without making that dope Blue Lives joke.
I'm going to hit you with a big opposites day of everything Zach just said and tell you, if you have a small child in your life, I would rather you go see the Batman 16 times than put yourself and your loved one and subject them through this very obvious, very tropey situation. Just have them watch Ace Ventura. They're going to get way more joy and laugh and fun out of this than this CGI fuck face with grown teeth. It's a guilt for me.
I think that this movie fucks so hard.
Oh, my God. Why is this hedgehog fucking?
It's one of the funnier movies I have seen this year. The whole bit with Jim Carrey having a double voice and being all godly, and then he's just turning it into auto-tune, fucking killed me.
Oh.
If you liked Sonic Adventure 1 or 2 or any of the Sonic games, and you're seeing your, I mean, in a Marvel way, your heroes on screen, it's just so nice to see. And so nice to watch a director pretty much like take care of the characters in a way that's like not as expected as far as like characters goes. The plot is very predictable and all of that stuff, but them constantly harping on the idea of family and having a tribe with all this, like all these, you know, aliens who are in a lost space, the lost boys of whatever the fuck, is just nice. And it's better done than it really needed to be. So, yeah, it's a pleasure for me.
I will say, I am so mad that I spent money.
Wow. This
90
is it.
Minutes. Of my dwindling lifespan on this children's movie. In fact, one of the final notes my wife literally wrote down in her phone was that this is worse than Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Whoa! Oh, wow. I love her.
Damn.
She needs to be a guest next.
Oh, man. She would be a very juicy guest. Like,
so I'm guessing it's a guilty pleasure?
Not just a capital G.
Goddamn
guilty.
My guy. Wow, fucking split right down the middle.
Well, you guys are going to just have to go see it and decide for yourself.
Or don't. Yeah, that's what this podcast is for.
Yeah. Is the first one or the second one better, Garrick?
The first one's better. The first one is better because it's more heartfelt.
I disagree.
You have not seen it. The first one's more heartfelt. It speaks more on him being trapped on Earth.
But it doesn't have fucking hot-ass Idris Elba.
No, it
doesn't. Jack, you have a couple of things going on. So you have a podcast with your funnier wife.
Yes, we do. It's literally called Aaron is the Funny One. That was beautiful. That's a fun cue. But yeah, it's just an excuse for us to get drunk off a bottle of wine and play games with each other.
Aww. Oh,
yeah.
It's
very cute. And speaking of games, you made a game.
Whoa!
Yes. I'm so excited to say that I got a game coming out in like early to mid May. It's free. It's called Be Funny Now. It's a free to play party game on iOS, Android, and Steam. You can play either with friends or with complete strangers with public matchmaking and customize little avatars. Show yourself off to the world, you know. And did I mention it's free?
Yo, fucking love games.
We love
I am a fucking, what's that party box, Jackbox. Games?
Jackbox.
But you're got Jack's game now. I'm going to fuck with this
Wait,
hard.
So tell Thanks me, so much. What is the game? How do I play?
So the game is, it's similar to this little YouTube show I do called Yesterday I Asked You. It's a very call and response kind of question. So you'll get a prompt. You and players in the group in a room will get a prompt or a question or something to draw. So you got to write or draw your best answers. And then one by one, all the answers and your avatars are revealed, so everyone votes on a spectrum of how much they like or dislike your answers.
Hell yeah.
And then the whole game has like this little stage aesthetic, this cute little like stage play thing where Kane will pull you off and all that crap. It's cute, isn't it? So like, it's very animated. It's 2D.
Yeah.
Players with the most points wins the dang game. Oh,
yeah. Can't wait.
One other thing. There's a cute little daily mode. It's like very passive. So like, in addition to this very arcadey 8-player mode, there's also a kind of like a passive battle royale mode where like it's like the Wordle equivalent instead of but not like not Wordle at all, like totally different rules, but like you get a daily question.
Yeah.
You submit your answer. Everyone else in the world is the same thing. And then you're all like competing to see who has the best answer at the end of the day.
That's sick. It's like daily New York Times or New Yorker cartoon contest.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That is so exciting. I know you've been working on this for a long, long time.
Literally years.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been nuts. It's been nuts.
Congrats.
But it's, thank you very much.
That's so exciting.
And it's coming soon. It's happening.
It's happening, baby.
This will come out right then.
Follow him on the shit and be on the lookout. Where can people find you?
Find me on Twitter at Jax Films. Same handle on YouTube, Jax Films.
Yeah.
I started following you last night. You're very funny.
Oh, thank you very much.
Jax Films. And it's funny, your wife, Erin.
Much funnier, honestly. Yeah. She's the one to follow. Two toes up if you want to follow her.
Two toes up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Corny on all the things.
I'm Kelsey on all the things.
I'm Garrick Bernard on all the things.
Yeah. And until next time, meow.
So nice he did it twice.
They did it in this movie as well.
They sure did.
They did it again.